It is the radio segment that knows exactly where you're hiding your Christmas presents, and it's already been snooping. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Derby, Connecticut. While out on a walk, a 25-year-old guy named Gregory Rotter was arguing with his 22-year-old girlfriend, Jennifer Hannum, recently. And to witnesses, it looked like the disagreement was really escalating, so a guy named Steve was walking by and tried to calm both of them down. And that may have been a bad idea, because Gregory threw Steve off a bridge. Mind your own business.
Stay out of that couple's fight, man.
He fell 45 feet into ice-cold water. I think Gregory's a little bit of a hothead. Fortunately, Steve was rescued quickly and survived, but was injured and brought to a nearby hospital for treatment. As for the boyfriend who threw him off a bridge, the police just finished their investigation, and Gregory was arrested for attempted murder, assault, and reckless endangerment. And to top it off, Jennifer, his girlfriend, was arrested for interfering with police because she lied to the cops when they interviewed her, and she apparently told police that she threw Steve off the bridge.
Steve brought them together in the end because now they're working together to cover up the crime.
Right? Regardless, both parties will be serving some time in jail. This next laser story is out of the Windy City. A 27-year-old named Katie Mauger and a 27-year-old guy named Ryan Ryersgaard visited Chicago last week to celebrate Ryan's birthday.
Aww. Way to go, Katie and Ryan.
And just after they got there, they got mugged at knife point.
Welcome to Chicago, Katie and Ryan.
Oh, no.
Men stole a $12,000 engagement ring, $5,000 cash, a $3,000 Louis Vuitton suitcase, a $2,000 MacBook Air, and more.
Well, that's a jackpot for
And what are they doing? Just like walking around with every status symbol they possibly could
at one time?
Katie said that one of the muggers looked like Fat Albert from the old cartoon show. At least that's what they told the cops. After police investigated, they figured out that it was actually all made up.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Katie and Ryan couldn't get their story straight. Security cameras didn't back up anything that they said. And footage from the airport showed they didn't even have luggage.
Why would they lie?
I was wondering why they would be carrying all that stuff at one time.
That was probably what tipped the cops off. Like, wow, you had all of your very valuable belongings just on your person. Why did they lie? According to Ryan, it was, quote, to have some fun for his birthday.
That's fun.
And Katie said it was because she, quote, has bad friends.
What?
I don't know what that means.
I mean, she's probably right.
Yeah.
You know?
They're both facing a felony charge for falsely reporting a crime. This next laser story is out of the National Football League. The Indianapolis Colts didn't have much luck playing the Bills during a snowstorm in Buffalo last week. They lost 13-7 in overtime.
It was crazy with all that snow.
But kicker Adam Vinatieri, who I didn't even know was still in the league, that guy's got to be 85 years old.
Seriously?
He may have lost more than just a game. Adam has a $500,000 incentive clause in his contract that kicks in if he makes 90% of his field goals this season.
Oh, nice incentive.
Yep, and before Sunday's game, he was at 95.7%. But during that game, he was asked to try two field goals in a blizzard. And as you would expect, he missed them both.
There was so much snow.
Do you think he's just like, come on, man. Are you serious?
Can you put the backup in?
This is just going to not work.
His average down to 88%.
There's more games coming up.
You know they were losing and the owner was just like, dude, just make Adam kick. I don't want to pay him that $500,000. Just make him kick everything. In order to get back up to 90%, Adam has to make 5 in a row without a miss. That's definitely possible. He averages 2 field goal attempts per game, and there are 3 games left. So
we'll see
if he can get his $500,000.
Who knew I'd be rooting for the kicker of what team again?
The Colts.
The Colts? Go Adam.
This next laser story is out of Snack Food Central. Oreo has been releasing a constant supply of new flavors for the past few years. And last summer, they decided to get even more ideas by holding a contest where people could submit flavor ideas.
Yeah.
Well, they just announced the three finalists from their contest. Number one, cherry cola.
Okay.
These are chocolate cookies, cream that's half white, half cherry, with popping candies in it to imitate bubbles in a soda.
What?
Number two, kettle corn.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds good.
These are vanilla cookies with little corn pops mixed into the cream.
Ew.
And the number three finalist in the Oreo Fan Flavor Challenge, piña colada.
Wow.
Does anyone buy just original Oreos anymore?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
These are Oreo Thins, and they're vanilla cookies with a delectable pineapple coconut cream.
Creamy.
Oh, that
only cool
good.
If they're going to get you drunk.
It's like a tart.
Yeah.
Oh, drunk.
Anyway.
A real pina colada, man.
All the flavors will come out in a few months, and after you try them, you can vote for your favorite. The person who submitted the winning flavor will get $500,000. So good for them.
That's a nice chunk of change.
This next laser story is out of Holiday headquarters.
Yay!
According to a new survey, the lead up to Christmas is the most stressful part of the average person's holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And researchers actually found a specific day where the stress culminates. And that day is Monday, December 18th.
We have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Hey.
Apparently, that's the date when you realize that you are still short on gifts and you're frantically stuffing Christmas cards in your mailbox to get them out on time.
Mm-hmm.
Researchers also found 71% of us agree that the holidays are a stressful time of year. The other 29% must be huge fans of Christmas music or single people with no kids. As for the most stressful things about the holidays, being short on money is number three, finding the right gift is number two. And not having enough time to do everything is number one.
Yeah, for sure. That's how I feel.
And the most common way to deal with all the stress, you guessed it, booze.
Yay!
Eat more sweets and unhealthy food is a close second, but mostly just people drink to get through the holidays. This little guy is always drunk, actually.
Really?
Because he's a turtle humping a shoe. It doesn't happen without beer goggles. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Friday.